CFW Monitoring. Walking the dog.
Get you some dinner.
Family salads for tonight.
Good. I got leftovers at the house.
Yeah, taking leftovers for lunch every day.
I don't take leftovers like that for lunch most of the time because I can't eat that while I'm driving.
Find anything these days you can eat while you're driving.
Ham and cheese sandwich or bologna and cheese?
B&J.
Too messy for me.
I'm taking that about once a week.
I like a good B&J sandwich, but that's just too much when I'm trying to drive most of the time.
If you used to make a burger that you could eat right down the road, but I think the only one that does now is McDonald's. Probably couldn't stand it. I had to take off early, get the vacation started early.
Damn. Decide if you wanted to go to the Ham Fest this weekend.
Didn't talk to Susan, but probably not for right now. I need to probably lay low on spending right now, but I'm making me a list of things that, you know, I wouldn't mind getting, like that cable, and I got to get me another 10-meter ham stick. Maybe not, but I'm trying to debating about doing that, going to meet those when you do that presentation.
Well, that's Thursday, next Thursday.
Yep.
I have a restaurant full.
To not go that way to free up some space for somebody that don't know anything about it.
Over what you've already done, just get your MRID and familiarizing yourself with the radio. So it's really a basic class, very basic class. So you probably won't pick up much from it, but you might pick up a few things here and there.
Yep, I need a 450D class, something in depth.
Working on that soon. Like that, it's easier to do one-on-one than trying to teach, you know, a whole class full of people because get one person that doesn't get it and it confuses everybody.
Great about that. Hey, are the Greer Club planning on doing any extra classes in person?
He's doing one right now. He started it first of the year. Can't remember exactly when, but the class was full. I tried to get into it.
They're all fine.
I think it was online. I don't know if he done it in person or not.
I may just need to get the book and study on myself.
Probably get everything wrapped up, and that way I can go sit down and watch the YouTube videos, and I can put them in of a morning when nobody else is on the radio and just listen to them going up and down the mountain.
Yeah, and that makes it convenient.
Get on a class where you can go in and ask questions, but I guess if nobody wants to put it together or it's too much trouble, I don't know which it is, but I'm sure it's a lot of effort on somebody's part.
Yeah, this year the class changed, right? It added, took out a bunch of stuff and added a bunch of digital stuff.
I think I was in a bad spot there.
That changed, and the book changed, and they took out some.
I'm sure they've added a bunch of digital. That's a big thing for people now.
And that, especially like the FT8 and everything, where you want to just see if your radio can get out, but you really don't want to talk to nobody.
Got one guy in my route. He likes doing FT8 because he deals with people all day long. So he can go home and he can radio and not have to talk to people, but actually talk to people.
And then click on it to send the message that way?
No, it comes up who can hear you, who received, who they received. Then you just click on them and initiate the contact, and the computer does the rest of it.
I'll get
software out there that I think doesn't have to make you, does the logging for you, but you can still log it if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I know a little bit, not enough to be dangerous, but, and I don't have any logging software, so I do all my logging manually.
All that, and then I got the QRZ, and I just started putting it in there.
I was open on my way home. I was listening to it.
Good bit. I wish I had a beam for 10 meters. I could make a lot of contacts, but not that I don't make good contacts as it is.
But you always want to do better, right?
And when you can hear somebody booming in on you and you just can't quite get back to them, or it appears that you can't get back to them. It could be that other people are just overpowering you and they just can't hear you.
That's much how my luck goes.
I'm 10 or 15 minutes to see if I can make it. You know what I mean? Unless it's something that I just really want to get into.
I may be home in time to check into the sideband net tonight.
That's 7 o'clock on what, 39:15?
Something like that.
Go off course, thinks there's something over there.
That our district manager just sent out a text message. There's a diagnostic seminar tonight at 7 o'clock.
Nice that you got headphones on.
Most of the guys in the group just log in, turn the volume down, and go off and do whatever.
Or like new software or something?
New updates to the scanner and stuff like that. But the guy doing it, our diagnostic rep for this area, I can't think of a nice way to put it over the air.
Idea. Some people understand stuff really good, but they just don't teach it very well.
He's a bad guy. The way he presents stuff is and I just can't keep track of where he's at and what he's doing.
And it makes it difficult unless you're really, really tuned in and interested. It's hard to stay focused.
It's just hard for me to follow something like that. I don't know, it is. And I know it's me, so it's better just to mute and go on and do all my thing. And if I have questions, I figure it out and ask it. If not, move on.
The exact question you want to ask, and just ask the person that knows the most about it.
Manager usually tells everybody to ask me. I've arrived at the house, so I'm on 73. You and Miss Susan have a good evening, and I will talk to you in the morning. KO4, get. I'll be clear. 73.
Have an awesome evening, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4, TFW, 73.